It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. There's a new Facebook coming. You can listen to music. You can check out a ticker. You can share way more personal information than you thought you were. Facebook calls it frictionless sharing. Listen to music on Spotify through Facebook. Your friends see what song. Read an article. It might show up in your feed. Meanwhile, Facebook is collecting information, not just from what you do at Facebook.com, but all over the web. What does Facebook do with it? That's what I asked Jonathan Mayer, a fellow at Stanford Center for Internet and Society.
This is one of the great issues surrounding online privacy at the moment. There's very little transparency about what companies do once they've collected a user's browsing history. Some will make some form of commitment to delete the information, usually after a few months. But beyond that, there's no transparency into what's going on.
Okay, let's do a hypothetical. I'm on Facebook. I'm done with everything I'm doing on Facebook, but I don't log out. And then I just click over to somewhere else on the web. What information does Facebook receive about what I'm up to?
Facebook learns that you are on that other web page.
And then how about the other way? If I'm done on Facebook and I log out and then I go to another site, am I in the clear or what?
Well, so Facebook continues to track your browser. They claim that they remove cookies that identify who you are, but it's long been known in computer science that if you can track a person's browser, you can very often figure out who exactly the person is at the chair behind the browser. And in fact, in this case, Facebook presumably has a very easy way of figuring it out because they can look at which account that browser last logged into.
Facebook tracks you if you're logged on or if you're not. But what if you don't even do Facebook? Doesn't matter, says Ashkan Soltani. He's a consultant specializing in online privacy and security.
So if you're a user without a Facebook account and you visit Facebook.com, then you browse around the web, your clickstream will be transmitted to Facebook. If there was a breach on their servers, there would be a clickstream history of you, or your clickstream history somewhere on their log files.
Facebook didn't reply to our interview request. Employees have been quoted saying this data is collected to stop spam and phishing attacks, not to generate ads. But if Facebook or any other company puts a cookie, a little bit of code, on your browser, they can gather data on you. Again, Jonathan Mayer.
This is an issue in the online privacy debate that hasn't been addressed much. The debates tended to focus on online advertising. But in fact, social companies are increasingly in the tracking space. And Facebook isn't alone. Twitter, the tweet button, also can be used to track user. Twitter does not say what they do with the data from the tweet button. Google's plus one button does the same.
We have more at marketplacetech.org, including a link to a browser plugin that claims to block Facebook from following you around the web. Let's report the findings.
According to a recent study,
Facebook is taking over our lives, and thanks to a new report from Citigroup, that is now quantifiable.
2.
The percentage of time online Americans spent on Facebook in 2008.
16.
Percentage of time Americans spend on Facebook today, an 8-fold increase. Now, if that number continues to grow at its current rate,
2015
is the year 100% of our time online will be spent on Facebook. There will be no other websites. All hail King Zuckerberg, kneel before him, and sacrifice your personal information. Okay, it probably won't get to that point, but did you ever expect it to get to this point? This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.